Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the things you see with people all the time is that maybe they're trying to stumble forward towards their ideal, as poorly defined as it might be, but then they're afraid, right? They're afraid about what they might encounter, and that stops them, because fear does stop people. It freezes you like a prey animal, and so people move ahead, but then they get afraid, and then they stop moving ahead. And that's not so good, because negative emotion is a really powerful motivator. So we're more motivated by negative emotion than positive emotion. Quantitatively speaking, you can measure that. And that's, I think, because we can only be so happy, but we can really be suffering and dead, you know. So we have to pay more attention to the negative. And that's bad, because the negative can stop you. And then in my clinical practice, you know, I often talk to people who are trying to make a difficult life decision, and they're weighing out the costs and the benefits of making the life decision, you know. And one of the things I always talk to them about is, wait a second, that's an incomplete analysis. You have to weigh out the benefits and the costs of doing this. And you have to weigh out the costs and benefits of not doing it. And that's not the same as the zero that you assume that you're starting with, right? Because to not make a decision, it also has a cost. And sometimes the cost of not making a decision is far worse than the cost of making a decision, even if the decision is risky. And so one of the things you can derive from that, and this is very useful, I think, is that this is also, I think, why it's so useful to contemplate your mortality, so to speak, is you're screwed no matter what you do. You know, and that actually frees you, is that you have path A that has catastrophes and you have path B that has catastrophes, and you don't get to have the no catastrophe path, but you get to pick which one. And that's really something, because if you know that there's terrible risk associated with everything that you do and don't do, then you can afford to take some risks, because you're not, you know, and this is all within the arc metaphor. I'm still making the case that despite the fact that your life is essentially catastrophic, you can make a covenant with the highest ideal, and that will take you through it the best way possible. I'm still making that case. So then you think, okay, well, I'm trying to make this decision. I'm going to go try to do something difficult. And isn't that terrifying? And then you think, yeah, but wait a minute. What's really terrifying is not doing it. And then you think about the cost of not doing it. So in the future authoring program, we have people do this little meditative exercise, which is, okay, just think about your insufficiencies. By your own definition, right? The way that you don't do what you know you should do. About the things that you do that you shouldn't do, that you know you shouldn't do beyond a shadow of a doubt, right? There's some things like that. That's bad habits and poor aim and all of the resentment and hatred and aggression and unresolved conflicts and all those things that are dementing you and warping you. And then think, okay, those things get the upper hand, man. They get the upper hand and they take you the worst possible place you could go in the next 3 to 5 years. What exactly does that look like? And so you sketch all that out and you think, hey, I don't want to go there. And so the next time that a temptation comes up, you think, well, it'd be a lot better for me if I didn't succumb to this temptation. It's like, that's kind of weak, eh? You'd look a little better if you didn't eat like a cheesecake a day or something like that. You know, that's something, but it's not the same as I'm going to have diabetes and I'm going to lose my damn leg in 5 years if I don't get my eating under control. That's motivating. And so then the temptation comes along and you think, oh, how about no? Seriously, how about no? Not just because a higher good would be obtained if I avoided it, but because a terrible catastrophe would be averted if I didn't. And so, well, so you want to get your fear behind you, right? You want to get it behind you where it's pushing you forward instead of in front of you where it's stopping you. And you get your fear behind you pushing you forward by actually thinking through the consequences of not putting your life together. And the least of those is that you waste it and suffer, right? Because you're going to suffer anyways, man. So you waste it and suffer. That's a bad deal. Because
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Maybe if you're going to suffer, you could at least do something noble and glorious and upright and powerful and honorable and admirable and helpful and difficult. You know, that's just so much better. And maybe that's good enough so that you think, hey, you know, little suffering, it's basically worth it. At least it's a way forward, you know? At least it's a way forward. It seems to me that the way that you fortify your faith in being and in life, in your own existence, isn't to try to convince yourself of the existence of a transcendent power that you could believe in the same way that you believe in a set of empirical facts. I don't think that's the right approach. I think it's a weak approach, actually. I don't think that's the right cognitive technology for that set of problems. You know, that's more technology that you'd use if you were trying to solve a scientific problem. It's more something that needs to be embedded in action rather than in statable belief. And the way that you fortify your faith in life is to assume the best, something like that, and then to act courageously in relationship to that. That's tantamount to expressing your faith in the highest possible good. It's tantamount to expressing your faith in God. And it's not a matter of stating, well, I believe in the existence of a transcendent deity, because in some sense, who cares? Who cares what you believe? I mean, you might and all that, but that's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue, it seems to me, is how you act. And I was thinking about this intensely when I was thinking about Nietzsche and Dostoevsky, because, of course, you know that Nietzsche was the philosopher who announced the death of God, right? And who was a great, great critic of Christianity, a vicious critic of institutional Christianity, in the best sense, you know? And he announced the death of God, and he said that we'd never find enough water to wash away the blood. It wasn't a triumphant proclamation, even though it's often read that way. Nietzsche's conclusion from that, from the death of God, the fact that our ethical systems were going to collapse when the foundation was pulled out from underneath them, he believed that human beings would have to find their own values, to create their own values. And there's a problem with that, because it doesn't seem, this is something Carl Jung was very thorough in investigating, it doesn't really look like people are capable of creating their own values, because you're not really capable of molding yourself just any old way you want to be. Like, you have a nature that you have to contend with. And so it isn't a matter of creating our own values, because we don't have that capacity. It might be a matter of rediscovering those values, which is what Jung was attempting to do. And so I think Nietzsche was actually profoundly wrong in that recommendation. I think he was psychologically wrong. Now, you know, Dostoevsky wrote in many ways in parallel to Nietzsche and was a great influence on Nietzsche. Their lives parallel each other to a degree that's somewhat miraculous, and in some sense it's quite uncanny. Dostoevsky was obviously a literary figure, whereas Nietzsche was a philosopher, a literary philosopher, but still a philosopher. And Dostoevsky wrestled with exactly the same problems that Nietzsche wrestled with, but he did it in a different way. He did it in a literary manner. And he has this great book, The Brothers Karamazov, and in that book, the hero of the book is really Alyosha, who's a monastic novitiate, a very good guy, kind of not an intellect, but a person of great character, you know. And but he has a brother, Ivan, who's his older brother, who's a great intellect and a very handsome soldier and a brave man, and like Dostoevsky's villains, Ivan isn't exactly a villain, but that's close enough. Dostoevsky makes his villains extraordinarily powerful. So if Dostoevsky's trying to work out an argument, he clothes the argument in the flesh of one of his characters. And if it's an argument he doesn't agree with, then he makes that character as strong as he possibly can, as strong and as attractive and intelligent as he possibly can. And then he lets him just have at her. And so Ivan is constantly attacking Alyosha and from every direction trying to knock him off his perch of faith, let's say. And Alyosha can't address a single one of Ivan's criticisms. He doesn't have the intellect for it. And Ivan has a devastating intellect. It's devastating to him himself as well. What happens in The Brothers Karamazov, essentially, is that Alyosha continues to act out his commitment to the good, let's say. And in that manner, he's triumphant. It doesn't matter that he loses the arguments, because the arguments aren't exactly the point. The arguments, in some sense, are a side issue, because the issue is, and this is the existential issue, the issue is not what you believe as if it's a set of facts, but how you conduct yourself in the world. The question to some degree is, how do you help someone that's lost? And the answer to that is, if they aren't willing to not be lost, you cannot help them. And I would also say that as a clinician. You see, it's a statement that's informed, I would say, by my mythological knowledge, but also by straight clinical wisdom, not mine particularly. I mean, one of the things that Carl Rogers pointed out was that there were necessary preconditions for entering into a therapeutic relationship. And that would be really any relationship where the mutual flourishing of the two people involved was the paramount goal. And one of the preconditions was that both people had to want that to happen. And Rogers believed he didn't know how to get the horse to drink once you had brought it to the water. And I've thought about that a lot, because when people are really lost, sometimes they're so lost that they can't be found. And I think the only thing that you can do in a situation like that is get your life together and manifest the reality of an alternative mode of being. That's what you've got. And so that's the only way I know of to solve an intractable problem. There's a statement in the New Testament that's really vicious. In fact, there's a number of them, but this is a particularly vicious one. And that is, don't cast pearls before swine. And what that means is, if you're trying to help and it doesn't work, then stop helping. It's not helping, right? It may be just wasting your time. It might be making things worse. Now, if you're offering something and it's not taken, then perhaps you should be offering it somewhere else. And sometimes, if you offer a hand and the person won't take it, you have to stop offering the hand. And then what you do is you go off and you have your life. And sometimes that means in people's lives, for example, that they have to leave their family members behind. There's a scene in the New Testament, this is another very harsh scene, where Christ is walking down the road with his disciples. I hope I've got this story right, but I've got it essentially right. And his mother calls to him and says, I believe that he's supposed to come back to the home because his uncle has died and that there's going to be a funeral. And he turns to his mother and says something like, let the dead bury their dead. I'm about my father's business. It's something like that. And you read that and you think, huh, that should have been edited out. No, but it shouldn't have been edited out, because it's exactly right, because sometimes the thing you do is walk away because there's no other solution. And if you are trapped in pathological relationships and you see no way out of them, if someone who is sinking has their hands around your neck and is pulling you down, you're not obligated to drown with them. You know, there's a rule too, if you're a lifeguard, some of you have had lifeguard training. How do you approach someone who's drowning and panicking in the water? Feet out, right, like this. It's like, I'll save you, but that doesn't mean you get to drown me while I'm doing it. And if it's you drown or both of us drown, it's you drown. And that's wisdom. That's not cruelty, right? So, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.